Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday. Hope you're all doing phenomenal. Fantastic. Great weekend of watching the Green Bay Packers add their newest members, potential members. Who knows? You know, here's the funny part. You don't know what could happen in training camp. Maybe someone arrives and we're all very excited about whatever late round addition, and then they don't, you know, they're not up to snuff and they get cut. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but man, people seem to dismiss that possibility each and every year, which is what I did want to talk about today, and that you don't win the Super Bowl during the draft. And I thought that was one of Brian Gutekunst's best answers in his post-draft presser when asked about the draft, getting the team closer or, you know, in line to win a championship. And you don't win the Super Bowl during the draft. You've certainly added talent. You hope these guys come in and hit the ground running and are able to contribute their rookie years. But we all know, we've talked about it a million times. I'll talk about it a million more times this offseason. No doubt, your biggest contribution when it comes to the youth of your football team is going to come from your last year's draft class. The 2025 draft class is going to have a hell of a lot more to say about the Packers winning a championship than the 2026 draft class. And again, that's no knock on these young men. They're going to come in and they're going to work their ass off, I have no doubt. But, you know, the likes of Anthony Belton and Matthew Golden are going to have a hell of a lot more to say than Brandon Cisse and company. And that's just historically in Green Bay in particular, but certainly around the league as well. You can point to champions that have outsized influence and or kind of high-level consistent play from a number of rookies that help propel them to a championship. Though that is not the norm. That is certainly not the historical norm throughout the history of the National Football League. And that really doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon. I'm very excited about the draft class, very excited about some of the undrafted guys as well. Very interested to see what comes out of the rookie minicamp with the tryout guys. My favorite note in that regard, by the way, is Josh Jacobs' younger brother getting an invite for the rookie minicamp on a tryout basis. That's awesome, man. That's, you know, who knows if he's got a legitimate shot, but you look at where the Packers stand as far as their running back room goes, and you got to think, yeah, there's a chance. He's got a chance to stick. There's zero doubt about that. Though I don't think, you know, he's obviously not the only one. I know they're bringing in Jaden Nixon as well as an undrafted guy. I think he's got some talent and will certainly be given an opportunity here. I also think it's going to be interesting to see how things play out at tight end. That's where I do believe the most oxygen is, so to speak, when it comes to a potential path forward. You know, an addition from the outside is still a possibility, things of that nature. But for the most part, you know, this is a team that is going to continue to count on the guys who were already in the building on their development, much more so than big time contributions from the rookie class. Now, that doesn't mean it can't or won't materialize. You guys know, I do think Jagger Burton is going to have every opportunity to win that center position. Things like that, though, are going to be the outlier, so to speak. But far be it for me to rain on anybody's parade. I don't want to, like, you know, quash the excitement around the draft, because I know it's a great time watching these guys get drafted. The emotional reactions in the moment are so great. And I do love, my youngest daughter, Olive, actually shared with me, I believe it was Sunday morning, she was looking on her TikTok. She had a bunch of reaction videos from the NFL and from teams with guys getting drafted. And she texted me and was like, I am tearing up. I am crying, legitimately. Tears here in my living room, just watching, you know, these reaction videos of guys getting drafted and how emotional it is. And she said, you know, sports is great. It is. That's what it's all about. That is what I love about the draft. You know, that I'm sure you guys have seen of the video of Cisse when they announced his name and his family surrounding him. He is just in floods of tears. That's what it's about, man. They are, you know, starting on their NFL journey, but they have sacrificed and worked so hard. And no doubt the families around them, the friends, the people that love and support them and have watched them grow and get to this moment. It's a monster time for them and their family, etc. That's what it's about. That's what I get excited about. That's what I'm very, very excited for. These young men who get to come to Green Bay, help represent the green and gold, carry the G, as it were. Exciting times, no question about it. Speaking of exciting times, just looking at the chat gets me excited. How are you guys doing? So good to see each and every one of you. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. At ThetaCare Orthopedic Care Walk-In Care, you have access to expert orthopedic care 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Whether it's a sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury, their specialists assess and treat your pain quickly so you can return to what matters most. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Hey, folks, what's going on? What's on your mind? How we doing? Uncultured Barbarian, I haven't seen you in forever. How you doing? I got to know, did Banky spurg out when they drafted a kicker? And today's jam is LBT by Joe Walsh. It's funny. This is the weird life I live. So I made it, you know, an observation about the fact that I know Gutekunst had a good draft, because the only consistent complaint I've seen is from, you know, people upset that he traded away 2 7th round picks to go get his kicker. You know, the number one kicker in the Cheesehead TV draft guide, by the way. You know, it's like, it's 2 7th round picks. Go touch grass. The draft was over. The draft was dead at that point. Man, they got a bunch of the dudes that probably would have drafted in the 7th round anyway as their undrafted class. But, so I tweet this out, and the mayor of Green Bay responds, is this a subtweet of Corey Banky? Which, and I, in response, I said, you know, the number one comment I have gotten over the weekend, and it's with a bullet, not even close. I'm talking legitimately hundreds of different messages, comments, tweets, whatever. Everyone's first question was, what did Corey think about drafting a kicker? So I'm just all this to say, Banky, your brand is strong. And I actually have still yet to speak with Corey about anything that happened over the weekend of the draft. You know, he's busy living his life. So I do have a meeting with him tomorrow, so we will discuss. I have little doubt about his reaction, but yeah, I don't know. And I haven't seen any official reaction on any of his social pages. So he's keeping his own counsel on this one, I believe. Jeff Jones, how are you, sir? Do the Packers have much cap space for free agents? They have plenty. Actually, I think that I want to say they're hovering around 12 or 13. But that's just a guess off the top of my head. I would suspect, given what it will require to sign their draft class, the effective cap space will probably be utilized to do things like extend Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft, and maybe Devontae Wyatt. Now, that doesn't rule out the idea that they're going to go and continue to sign potential free agents, right? The one note I would kind of, you know, because I know a lot of the initial reaction from a lot of folks would be like, oh, they're not, they're done, they're never going to do it. And yeah, that's probably the Packer way more often than not. But however, as of today, any signings that you make will not count against the comp pick formula. So if there are some veterans out there that they're interested in kicking the tires on, I would think they would at least explore those avenues now, because signing any free agent at this point will not dock them or count against them when it comes to comp picks in 2027. So something to watch out for. But they've got all of this to say, they've got everything they need to do whatever they want in free agency, re-signing their own guys. They've got more than enough cap space. That is not a restriction. If they want to do something, they can do it. Soder, how are you, sir? They have drafted a lot of good/nice defensive players over the years. Need some of these guys to bust the hell out. With that said, just go score 40. Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. It feels like it's always been a recurring theme in Green Bay, right? Especially over the course of the modern era where, you know, yes, a lot of guys who love football and play the game the right way, but it'd be nice to have a bit of nasty in there, a little Wayne Simmons every once in a while, you know? Guys who play to the echo of the whistle. Nothing dirty, nothing cheap. No, I'm not talking Charles Martin here, but a little edge. Yeah, it'd be nice. We'll see. Maybe one of these guys, you know, comes along and develops into that kind of thing. I don't know. McClellan, Dennis Sutton, who knows? Maybe that they're ready to bust out as well. I do think, as I always talk about, some of the guys who are already on hand are the ones that probably need to find that edge, whether it's, say, an Evan Williams, right? Edrin Cooper. Let's get after it, boys. It's time to go win a championship. Uncultured, how are you, sir? Bonus jams, Running Through the Fire and On the Dark Side by John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band. Also, Gear Jammer by George Thorogood. I cannot even begin to approach telling you the last time I listened to George Thorogood. What a pull. Cheeto, what's going on, man? I need the update on Smacked It shirt. When? I'm sure someone's on that. I don't know, man. That feels like a really obvious one that a bunch of people will probably end up doing. Not to mention, what do you put on it other than just the words? Because if you depict him, he'll probably want to cut and the Packers will get after us. Been down this road before, my friend. Although I like the idea. Maybe we just use the words. I think that could work. Brent, if you're watching or listening, let's get on it. Good stuff. Joe, how are you, sir? I don't see a lot of real close battles for 53-man roster spots. A lot of guys might be battling for practice squad spots. Melton back to wide receiver. I 100% expect Melton to get a shot to run full-time at wide receiver again. You know they want him to make the squad because of the special teams play. They're going to find a spot for him. And I think wide receiver, yes, is probably the best opportunity for that. But yes, as to your overall point, I'm having a conversation with Justice tomorrow. We're going to go over. He just put up a 53-man roster prediction. We're going to talk about it here on the channel tomorrow. And yeah, man, I'm with you. And I think the class being only six guys big, right, and doing what they've done as far as finding lots of guys at positions of need, that's a reflection of that, right? They have a squad and they have a core, something, you know, we've talked about here a couple of times over the past couple months. You know, Billy and I talked about it 2 weeks ago, and we'll pick that up later this week, that, you know, they've identified their core and they have a team that can go out and play on Sunday, even before this draft, right? I do think it's going to be tough to crack a starting spot on this draft. Now, I think Trey Smack's got a real good opportunity to win the kicking job. And I do think Jager Burton has got a shot to be the starter right out of the gate. You know, those are the two kind of clearest paths. I know everyone wants to talk about Brandon Cisse coming in and potentially being, hell, I had someone on the chat the other day asking if he could be cornerback one week one. And I think that would be a bit of a jump. But I think he'll contribute right away. I just don't think he'll be a starter right out of the gate. Now, all of that means nothing until we get out there at Radnitschke Field this summer and see these guys compete, right? But those are probably the clearest paths. Fausti, how are you, man? Change my pitch up, smack that kick up. I get it, brother. We always appreciate a prodigy reference here at Cheesehead TV. Outstanding pull. In fact, I think I'm going to make that. That's so good. That's really good. Uncultured, thanks again, buddy. How much fun are Wayne and Larry going to have talking smack puns when he nails field goals? I'm here for it. Well, he's got to win the job first. I know we're all very excited. And look, I suspect he'll probably win the job, but he's got to do it. This ain't college. This ain't Florida. This is Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's going to have competition from a vet who's done it at a high level for a very long time. I understand we're all very disillusioned with Brandon McManus, especially after the playoff game, but it ain't like he's just going to say, here you go, rookie. Those kicks are going to have to be made. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying I'm very much looking forward to another camp where we're counting kicks and tracking competition for the kicker spot, but that's where we're headed. Jason, thank you, sir. I think we really restocked the cupboards this weekend, especially on the O-line. Like you, Jager is a favorite of mine. He's wearing 52, just like old bag of donuts. Yeah, the 52 pull was awesome. Getting it back on offense was a must. And yes, the bag of donuts comparison is apt, I believe. So good. E4, how are you, man? Even with the Bears having a decent season, do Bears draftees still get their extra bonus from the NFL for having to go to the Bears? They still suck. Yes, I believe that's part of the expenditure that is baked into the NFL draft. Everyone who gets drafted to Chicago gets some kind of compensation. Correct. McKnight, you are not wrong, sir. I like competition, even long snappers. Yes, one of the undrafteds, or I believe one of the rookie, I'm switching that up. So yeah, Spencer Triplett coming in for rookie minicamp later this week. He will be given an opportunity to at least show what he can do and possibly make the 90-man roster in the offseason here. But yes, they are bringing in a long snapper from North Carolina. So competition at all spots. You love to see it. Mike Witt, how are you, brother? Hey, Nags. Everyone talking about DDS, and I love that pick. But I think the pick I'm most looking forward to is Jaeger Burton. He wins the job this year. Jaeger bombs for everyone. I mean, yeah, did you guys know he's one of my draft crushes? I absolutely love the way he plays the game. I did see some conversation this morning at another outlet talking about how, oh, you know, Kentucky wasn't very good. It's like, right, and that's what makes his tape so impressive. He had a tire fire around him week in and week out. I was kind of joking about this with Dusty Evely the other day. Like, yes, Kentucky was hard to watch on offense. It was a hard slog watching that tape. They were not a good offensive football team, and they lost a bunch of games. But they played SEC competition week in and week out, and he was just as good, if not better, than everyone he took on. You know, they weren't losing or not scoring points because of Burton, I'll tell you that. So I get it's tough sometimes. Like, that's part of the slog of having to watch film when you're watching stuff and this team's not very good. But there's a player there that's standing out. And like I said, he played top flight competition every week, and none of it was too big for him. And I'm sure that's kind of what probably drew the Packers to him a little bit as well. You know, they like guys who, you know, the love affair with the SEC is no secret. It's Georgia in particular, but the SEC in general. It's no secret there with Brian and a lot of the guys inside that building. So yeah, man, I love the player. I think he has shown what he can do against the best of the best, and he's going to hopefully continue to do that here in the NFL. So if Cisse is breathing and a leg hasn't fallen off, he'll be the starter by week three. Things that were that bad at cornerback last year. Yeah, I mean, they certainly got pretty dire there down the stretch in 2025. No question about it. And yes, he will, again, have the opportunities. I don't think you should be so dismissive of St. Juste's possibilities there, though. I think he played really well for the Chargers last year, a guy who's been in the league for a while now, and is exactly what they like as a perimeter guy. He's got an opportunity here, no question about it. Chase Black, how are you, man? Does this draft remind you of any other drafts you've watched? Would have liked one more big guy for the O-line. I hear you on that, especially given their problems up front last year. Off the top of my head, no, it's very unique in the sense that they only drafted six guys. That's unusual, right? They did at least take one offensive lineman. They have traditionally liked to take a few. But yeah, no, I didn't have any problems with it. I hear what you're saying as far as adding another offensive lineman potentially somewhere along the line, but clearly the board just didn't fall that way. You know, I had someone the other day in my mentions talking about how, oh, you don't win Super Bowls, you know, drafting for need or whatever, because the Packers had addressed a number of needs, right? But as I responded to them, like, you also don't draft because they were myth that they didn't take a tight end, you know? And it's like, well, you also don't win Super Bowls by just drafting positions of need just out of, you know, sheer need. Like, we've got to check the box of a tight end. Like, again, certainly would have liked to add another body along the offensive line, but not just to do it. He's got to fit. He's got to be a good player, and it's got to make sense value-wise on your board. And I think for the most part, they really followed that. And you heard Brian, they tried to get back up at the end of day two to take Dennis Sutton. And he fell to them in round four. You know, that's that's some decent value right there. I don't hate it. Zach, how are you? Thanks for the super chat, man. I was at the draft Friday. A Bears fan was trying to smack talk me until I mentioned Gary, Indiana. I may have dunked on him. We are still big bro, 100%. Oh, no question. That last part is 1,000% spot on. The way you cannot go to any Packers post on X, Twitter, what have you, without some kind of Bears fan interaction in the comments. They are obsessed with the Packers, man, because they had a good year against us. No question about it. Took 2 out of 3. Well done. For the first time in 100 years, I'm very excited for you guys. But, you know, the crash down, the comeback is going to be hilarious when some of these late game wins don't go their way in 2026. You know, that love affair is going to be short-lived. And those Bears-Packers games next year are going to be awesome. Oh, my God. I can't wait. Simitovich, what's up, man? I just wish we gave Harvisek more run. Go, Pack, go. I ain't doing that other one. Well, he's still officially on the team, sir. He's still got a chance. Although, from everything I heard, he was missing kicks left and right in practice last year, and that's why they never really seriously turned to him. Yes, he'll always have the, or at least for the time being, he will have the record longest kick in Packers history for that kick down in Arizona. But, you know, they get a roster exemption for him, so why not? Now, all that said, yeah, they're not, I would be very surprised if he's long for this world, so to speak. I would definitely think it'll be McManus versus Smack this summer. Mike Witt, how are you, man? A minus pick for me. The only thing I would have done differently is draft Big Citrus instead of McClellan, but that's just me. Go, Pack, go. Oh, yeah, no, I get why they like McClellan over Big Citrus. His versatility is paramount for any kind of Packers program situation, what have you. They'll certainly run him at nose at time. I think they'll run him at pretty much every interior spot along the defensive line. But, you know, that's not, I think Big Citrus is going to be a good player, and I'm not a fan of the fact that he's going to be a Viking, but I think McClellan's got maybe not a lot more upside, but his ceiling is a little higher. But that I'm pretty sure. What else we got here? RCS, how are you, sir? Saturday was fun with the inmates running the asylum. Yeah, shout out to everybody. I saw you guys chatting all day, all our Patreon and Care of the G Club member diehards all throughout Saturday on the open Zoom. Looked like you guys were having a lively discussion capped off by Soder's meltdown when they drafted a kicker. Good times. Jerry, how are you? Love our picks. NFL said ours was boring, LOL. Hey, it's a meat and potatoes draft, and every once in a while, you got to have one of those. There's zero problem with that, at least in my eyes. I think next year is going to be crazy because they're going to have like 20 picks. Well, maybe not that many, but they're going to have a boatload of picks next year. I see you're talking my language, Sarah. Calais Campbell to shore up the interior, especially for missing Mike on the edge in our inevitable week one game in Chicago. I have talked about this several times this offseason. Yes, 1,000,000,000% behind this idea. I don't think he wants to come and play in Green Bay. We don't even know if he wants to play in 2026 in general. But you do have his former coach there and Jonathan Gannon as your defensive coordinator. I joked after the draft on Saturday night that what they need to do is tell him the story of Keith Jackson, who, you know, when the Packers traded for him, he just basically intimated and decided he didn't want to play football anymore rather than go to Green Bay. He wasn't interested in it. Ron Wolf and company finally convinced him. I think Brett Favre had something to do with it as well. And then he comes up to Green Bay, shows up, balls out, and they win a ring. You know, that's what they got to tell Campbell. Like, look, your whole career now, it's time to come up to Green Bay and go win a ring with Jordan Love, Micah and company. And again, you can sign him as of today without it counting against the comp pick formula. I'm down with it. Doug Hype, what's up, man? Past week was a friendship and football bender. That's a really good description, and you're not wrong. I absolutely love it. I love each and every person that takes part in anything having to do with the community around Cheesehead TV on a regular basis. All the regulars on Happy Hour, all the folks who show up for the watch parties, you guys are the best. Really, really appreciate the community that you guys have built. And I know we talk about this sometimes on Happy Hour, and you guys do say very nice things, but like Corey and I, yes, we've put it somewhat together here, right? But you guys are what drive it. You guys are what makes it what it is. So I appreciate you very, very much. There we go, Mike. Can't wait for Banky's reaction to our kicker draft picks. Show up tomorrow night at Happy Hour. I'm sure Corey will be there, and I'm sure he will be asked about it. Brandy. Next, can we cover a tight end now? I doubt it. Why would we change? Why now? We'll see. It'd be great to hear from the defense coordinator at any point to see what he's got in mind. But yeah, until I see it with my own two eyes, you know where I live, Brandy. Until I see it, I ain't going to believe it. That's kind of where I'm at. We'll see. All right, everybody. I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and subscribe to our newsletter. Each and every week during the offseason, twice during the season, twice a week during the season, you get tons of Cheesehead TV content in your inbox at the Cheesehead TV Nation newsletter. There is a link in the description of this video for you to sign up. Do it, folks. Tons of great Packers content in your inbox each and every week. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.